Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 371. Today, Amy asks, I read across all kinds of genres, but have mostly written speculative fiction short stories, especially flash fiction. So how do I move from writing very short to writing longer work? I'd like to write novels and have some ideas that are definitely novel length, but whether I'm pantsing or trying to outline, longer, more complex stories seem always to trip me up, possibly because I can't hold the entire story in my head at the same time. Any tips? I'd really like to finish NaNoWriMo this year. Yes, Amy, the holding the story in your head, it's a crutch that almost all of us use at sometimes. It's not strictly necessary. In your case, you've got the basics of story structure down because you're writing a lot of short pieces, but your trouble is in making the problems that your characters are dealing with stretch. So part of it is that the problem, or at least the big problem in the book, needs to be something they can't solve easily, something that requires a lot of trying, maybe even something that doesn't become apparent to them until late in the story and is only revealed through a series of smaller episodes that gradually reveal or build to the large problem that really needs to be solved. If you think of a typical flash fiction piece as a knot of rope, and then visualize a string of knots, on that string, each knot is a scene, or at least a major scene. And it can be basically a self-contained story. But the knots are connected by plot threads that run through and that aren't resolved in each scene. In fact, that are built or made worse by each successive episode. With this approach to writing a book, what you want is each scene will be almost a self-contained short story, but it'll be a self-contained short story that fails to resolve. And then the pace of your novel will be determined by the string-to-knot ratio, the string being the connective tissue between the knots and the downtime between the major events, and the knots being the big points in your try-fail cycle, where your characters try and then they fail. To use Mary Robinette Kowal's scenes and sequels paradigm, the knots are your scenes and the string is your sequels. The string is the place where your characters learn from, and perhaps learn the wrong lesson from, the disaster of the previous knot and ramp up to go into the next knot. You already know how to tie a knot. What you want to do is tie multiple knots on one string. And if you try going at it that way, you may find that following that kind of mental model makes it possible to extend the sequence of events in a way that is meaningful rather than just feels like spinning your wheels. Anyway, that's what pops to mind. Please let me know if that's useful to you. Feel free to send in a follow-up. And if it's not, I'll try to come up with another analogy or technique that might help. Good luck with NaNoWriMo this year. I hope you kick ass. And I will see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.